Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Radio Taiwan International is doing a series of interviews with Taiwan city mayors and county magistrates. They're giving the highlights of their counties and telling us how they're implementing the government's new southbound policy. Taiwan is working to build stronger ties with countries in Southeast Asia, South Asia, and Australia and New Zealand. Today we talk with Jiayi County Magistrate Zhang Hua Guan. Jiayi is located in southwestern Taiwan. It borders the mountains and the sea, and is the sixth largest county in Taiwan. It has a population of over 500,000 and is home to the southern branch of the National Palace Museum and other museums, three national parks, including the famous Alisan National Park. Jiayi County Magistrate Zhang Hua Guan is the first female county magistrate of Jiayi. She is already in her second term and was voted a five-star county magistrate in a survey done by Global Views magazine. Let's hear from the charming magistrate, Zhang Hua Guan.
Good morning.
Good morning. The phrase "a view view" is from our Zhou tribe. My name in the Zhou dialect is named after a beautiful star in the sky.
Now, Jiayi is famous for its agriculture. Ms. Zhang tells us more about Jiayi's economy and population.
In the 20th century, the central government used its political resources to make us a county that is strong in agriculture. So of all the western counties, we are the only one without a science park. Every county from Keelung to Pingdong has one except this. That's why Jiayi is now full of elderly and poor people. Over 18% of our population are elderly. We have had the highest percentage of seniors for the past 10 years. This is not necessarily bad. At least we live long here. But we are losing a lot of young people, and at a very fast rate every year. The main reason is that there are no job opportunities.
Jiayi County Magistrate Zhang tells us what Jiayi is famous for.
But on the other hand, this land has enabled us to support many people and has produced many great products. So I try to learn from our farmers. We grow tea leaves in our mountains, which are 850 and 1,500 meters above sea level. They are all called Alishan, or High Mountain Wulong Tea.
Now, Alishan's High Mountain Tea is one of the most famous in the world. Ms. Zhang tells us more about how it's grown.
Our tea is very special in that they are grown slowly among a sea of clouds. The leaves are quite thick and all picked by hand. The tea leaves are all hand-picked and hand-processed. So the tea leaves all are very aromatic and sweet. That's why Alishan's High Mountain Wulong Tea is so famous. We also produce red tea. It tastes like longan juice and now sells for more than Wulong Tea. Our most famous and valuable agricultural product is our tea. We deserve to be called Taiwan's tea capital. In my 8 years as county magistrate, I have also promoted the art, culture, and lifestyle aspects of our tea. Nowadays, visitors are attracted to our tea destinations, such as tea farms and villages. France has its wine county, and we have our tea county. Every tea region has its own culture and has created their own style of tea sets and customs for tea drinking. We have invited tea connoisseurs from countries like Japan, South Korea, Singapore, India, and Turkey to enjoy our high mountain tea. That's how we mark our county. Our tax revenues are second to last, so we need to find ways like this to promote Jiayi.
Now, high mountain tea is not the only thing that Jiayi is famous for. It also produces many special fruits.
So, we have tea, and we have different seasonal fruits.
In addition to tea, we have many types of seasonal fruit. We have lychee and longan. We have a special type of golden longan that is very sweet. We also grow avocados, grapefruit, papayas, dates, and wax apples. We produce a variety of special fruit all year long.
Jiayi Magistrate Zhang tells us how these products are improving economic ties with Southeast Asia.
Our tea and tea culture and many of our fruit can be exported southward. To be successful in selling produce, you need to focus on food safety, branding, and value-added products and packaging. If the area where the produce comes from has a conscience, then consumers will not worry about buying its products. So even though Jiayi is poor, our minds are very progressive. We were the first to think of food safety issues.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. We're speaking with Jiayi County Magistrate Zhang Hua Guan. Jiayi is the home of the beautiful and famous Aliasan Mountains. Next, Zhang's going to tell us how she's promoting tourism to Jiayi.
Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
What do you know about Taiwan?
I know who the president is.
What about their local music and food?
Well, what do you suggest?
Tune in to Radio Taiwan International. Here at RTI, we offer the authentic Taiwan experience. You hear the sound of remote attractions, the local food, music, the lives of real Taiwanese as they live it. Visit english.rti.org.tw. Listen to the real Taiwan.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. We're speaking with the county magistrate of Jiayi County, the home of Aliasan, one of the favorite spots for Chinese tourists to visit. But of late, the number of Chinese tourists has been dropping. Magistrate Zhang tells us how they're dealing with that issue and promoting tourism to Jiayi County.
Basically, we still would like to express our heartfelt welcome to Chinese visitors who want to come to Jiayi. Many Chinese have heard of Aliasan, and we welcome them here. But as for tour groups, we hope that we can see high-value tour packages. We need high-quality tours. Our industry has slowed down for a little bit due to political reasons. It has affected us a bit, but we are not too worried. Take our Aliasan tea. There are so many tea lovers in Taiwan, and there's a big enough domestic market for it. We are actively promoting Aliasan to all types of visitors. I recently went to Singapore Tourism Expo. We also have plans to go to Vietnam's Expo. We want them to see Jiayi culture and destinations. We hope they come and fall in love with Jiayi. We may not be a rich county, but we have our culture and warmth and spirit. We are like a young woman who doesn't need any makeup. We have our natural beauty. Most tourists go to the big cities of Taipei, Taichung, Hsinchu, Kaohsiung. Those who have been to Taiwan before will really like more in-depth tours to places like Jiayi. We have beautiful waters and mountains and culture.
Jiayi County Magistrate Zhang tells us more about the other aspects of Jiayi's economy.
There are also some foreign companies that are investing here. I also try to attract overseas investment in Jiayi. I have built some industrial parks. We have a few Japanese and U.S. companies that make lasers, digital camera parts, materials, and a Japanese salt seasoning factory. I started our industrial park, but we don't have that many foreign investors. We used to have a lot of family businesses here, but now we are trying to encourage our local businesses to develop their own unique strengths.
Jiai County is a great place to visit, and Jiai County Magistrate Zhang tells us more about the newest developments in tourism.
Our tourism industry is growing, especially after the opening of the southern branch of the National Palace Museum. And now we have a high-speed rail stop here, so there are many new developments in our tourism sector. Our tour guides currently only speak Japanese, English, and Chinese. It's hard to find the tour guides who speak Korean, Thai, or Vietnamese, but we are aiding people like them in becoming entrepreneurs. Many of them have small businesses here that reflect their unique styles.
One of Taiwan's biggest national festivals of the year is the Lantern Festival. Next year, Jiai will be hosting it. Jiai Magistrate Zhang Hua Guan tells us how they're going to make it special.
It was not easy to get the right to host the Lantern Festival. Every year, the festival starts on the 15th day of the new year, and this year, it will go through March 2nd. Often we think that each Lantern Festival is more or less the same, but we want to be more innovative. For example, our lanterns used to have candles inside, then they had light bulbs, and now we can use light and shadow technology. This year, I want to start on the first day of the Chinese New Year and let the festival go on for 24 days. That brings more value for the money we spend on the festival. This year, I also want to use a new light technology to have a more modern lantern festival. We want to use our limited budget to be more creative and modern. Jiai is a poor county. We don't have even one publicly listed company. We don't even have a theater or department store. But we are excited about this national event, the Lantern Festival, and we have been working on it for 3 months. We are working on the location, transportation, and the creativity that will make this festival special. We hope to fuse the modern and traditional local and global culture. So we hope to see everyone here. At the festival, we are going to have a tech area, a global area, and many unique exhibits. We also are inviting other countries in Asia, such as people from Singapore and Vietnam, to participate in our Lantern Festival. We also have areas for Hakka, Aborigine, and Southeast Asian new immigrants to display their culture at the Lantern Festival. We're also going to have themes based on religion, the environment, and agriculture technology. Right next to our main lantern, we will also have a display of Jiai destinations, such as Alishan and the southern branch of the National Palace Museum. That way, people can see the images of Jiai and get to know us that way.
The charming and popular Jiai magistrate, Zhang Hua Guan, has just one last thing to say to all our listeners.
For those who have left Jiai for some time, I would like to say, it's good to come home. For those who haven't been here, I would like to say, welcome to our home. Welcome to Jiai.
That is Jiai's five-star county magistrate, Zhang Hua Guan. The interview is a part of our series with all of Taiwan's city mayors and county magistrates about their counties and how they're promoting Taiwan's new southbound policy. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.